This is He Said, Ella Dijo with Eric Winter and Rosalind Sanchez.
All right.
Hi. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. We are back with our first episode of our season two. I think we're going to be back in full effect now, right?
Season two of He Said, Ella Dijo. ¿Cómo está mi gente? Bendiciones. Espero hayan tenido unas navidades bonitas y un año nuevo maravilloso y que sea muy próspero. ¿Qué dije, Eric? ¿Qué dije?
I don't know. You have me cut. She's trying to, as she always is, recording our session. I'm completely cut out the whole time.
But I don't want to see your shoes.
Well, we're in the closet. This is how we do our podcast. This is great. You know, it's awesome to have a season two of a podcast.
Yeah.
It's a big big accomplishment. So thank you, iHeart.
Thank you,
And we love connecting with all the listeners. So this is, it's great to be back. We had a... Well, we have a lot to talk about. Christmas, New Year's. We had a big off time.
I forgot already. Like, what happened? What happened in 2020? Well, I forgot.
Wait, first of all, did you already forget about your Christmas? Because you always claim that I never get you nice gifts. And
what
I
did you get me? I forgot
already. You
already
forgot.
What did you get me for Christmas?
I think I bought you a purse for the first time in 15 years.
You're right. Eric
She's
got me.
She's obsessed with purses, and I splurged.
And you splurge because he got me one freaking bag in 15 years. He splurged. He got me a YSL. It was very nice. The small one, he couldn't really.
The small one because the big one was too big. I could have bought the big
one.
I
would have
big.
Loved no, the big one. Well, I appreciate
that
it.
That was advice from the sales clerk that the big one is a waste.
She doesn't know shit.
Okay.
No.
See,
it was beautiful.
Win. I can't catch
No, it was beautiful. I was pleasantly surprised. So I appreciate it. Thank you. I love bags. And he got me a nice bag.
This is the thing with me and bags. I feel like we just jumped right into conversation. But
what?
I don't understand
what?
Women's obsession with bags. Like,
you don't
I have an obsession
with
watches. You
don't have
watches,
to. No, nobody. Exactly. Watches, I don't understand your obsession with watches.
It feels more. I mean, do you really need a bag that's that expensive? It's just a bag.
Do you need a watch that is that expensive?
Yeah, they can
because
craft
for you
it,
dropping
they actually
freaking
can gain
15
value.
Grand on a watch is okay, but then spending 2,000.
First of all, 2,000 is a lot of money.
It is.
But
anyways, doesn't matter.
Listen,
doesn't
watches
matter.
Can actually, you know, they can
it's a collectible
in value.
Well, you know, Balenciaga bags that can be collectibles as well.
I don't think the bag I got you was. But listen, we got, you know, we had a very nice Christmas. We're very blessed. It's been a pretty wild couple months. I think just to be back at it for us, I mean, wild couple months for us. I mean, it's obviously a crazy time in general for people, but we just went through, a lot of stuff coping with this whole shutdown of everything. So it was an extensive period of a break, but we feel good to be back. You're healthy after your surgery. That was a big to do as well.
Oh my goodness, yes, guys. We have to talk about that a little later. But let me see. We took
two
trips.
How many surgeries have we accumulated this year between us? Four or five?
Four for you and one big one for me. So that's five.
Three for me, one for you. Four.
So four major surgeries, guys. But we survived and we are here and everything went well. How's your body feeling? Is it actually better?
I don't know. I mean, I'm on some drugs, so we'll see if it can... No, I'm taking...
What are you taking?
No, just, medication to help the nerves heal. But I think I'm doing better overall, which was good. And it was, let's see. We're still... I feel like Christmas is finally... The holidays are coming to an end. Our tree gets taken down tonight. We have a fake tree. I was never a fake tree kind of guy, but yeah. Roslyn made me do a fake tree.
I did?
Yeah, because I always wanted... I had a real tree the last... Well, 3 years ago.
I don't know.
And you're like, I'm done with the real tree. It dries up. It makes a big mess. I'm not putting it in the new house. So you made us go buy a really nice
tree. And it's beautiful. It's actually gorgeous.
Which now we have to hire a guy every year to come put it up and take it down because I don't want to screw it up.
And you know what, guys? I don't know if you follow us on social media. I'm assuming, yes, of course you do because you're listening to the podcast. Anyways, so we always have Eric's aunt, Dar. She flies from Arizona, right? For the last 3 years, not this year. Mm-hmm. And she is really good
and
with
Janie, they team
and Janie and your mom, you know, and they put up the tree and they decorate it and it's just beautiful and it's magnificent and I love it every single year.
Yeah, it looks like a professional
Exactly.
Professionally decorated tree.
Exactly. And then this year, because of COVID, of course, that didn't happen. So we had the kids put it together.
Which is what I've been saying for a long time. That's what it should be every year.
I know. It was very nice.
So she likes a very...
At the beginning, I was like, oh my God, I'm going to be mortified.
Why?
And then I
That's
saw
the
it.
Beauty of
because,
it.
Because you want to have a beautiful tree. And
no,
then,
it is a beautiful tree when my kids decorate the tree. That's the
I
point.
Guess, but
it's
I do have to say that they had a blast. We had a blast seeing them be so happy and so committed, you know, to making the tree look good. And it was nice. It came out to be very nice.
That's what I want to do next year.
Really?
Yeah. I, you know, listen, if there's a
I want to buy some stuff then.
No, it was incredible. It's like just random ornaments everywhere and things didn't make sense. It's what made it beautiful.
Have you been meditating?
You know, that's been one of my New Year's resolutions, I should say, is to meditate every day. And even though I haven't been able to start my day with it, I still find the time during the day to take, even if it's just 3-4 minutes, just trying.
Yeah.
And it's been great. It's actually been a good thing. It's something that you keep saying that you were going to do, and you're now doing it as well.
So how do you know I'm not doing it?
No, I said you are doing it.
Oh, yes.
You've been saying you want to do it, but we're actually now doing it.
No, I mean, I want to do it better. I want to do it more. It's just very difficult. Meditating is no joke. And then ideally, you want to start your day that way. So it's like a reset, right? And then it doesn't matter what life throws at you. You're centered. You're in neutrality. What happens is that the kids wake up, and then unless you commit to, I'm going to get up at 5:30 every morning, so I 100% know that I have those 30 minutes to just get up, get yourself situated, meditate, and then the kids get up, and then, okay, life starts, you know, the day starts. But it's hard to commit to doing that. You're not that disciplined, Eric.
What are you talking about? First of all, I'm the one that gets up every single morning that early dealing with the kids.
You do?
You're the one snoozing till at least 7:30.
So basically he's saying that I don't take care of my kids.
I'm the morning shift, always.
But because they call you, Daddy, Daddy! And if I go in, they want Daddy, so go ahead.
It's driving my wife crazy. Dylan is literally obsessed with me right now.
That's
he's going
change.
Through a daddy phase.
He's going through a daddy
and he phase. Wants
tell them why. Tell them why. You know
well,
what?
I don't
this
know,
is funny.
We were in the middle. Like he was being great to both of us.
It was
and
all
you
about,
decided
no,
to show
it was
some
all about
ridiculous
mommy.
Video.
It was all about mommy. And then, you know what?
It wasn't all about mommy.
It was all about mommy. Okay. Anyways, so, okay, this is... It's funny, but it's sad. This is what happened. So even with Sabella, when Sabella was a baby, I used to sing, you know, Macavity, the Broadway cats, you know, so Macavity is a character. And he sings a song called Macavity, Macavity, right? So every time that I wanted Sabella to brush her teeth, I would say, no cavities, no cavities, Sabella has no cavities, as a joke. And then I've been doing that for, 9 years now? And then Dylan was born.
You've been
and
singing
now,
to Sabella 9 years? You have not been singing
no,
to Sabella?
Meaning no, meaning this thing has been happening for many years. So then Dylan came along, and I, forever, it's like every time we brush his teeth, we just go, no cavities, no cavities, Dylan. And he loves the song. And then what was it, like a month ago? When does daddy daycare start?
A couple
started?
Months ago. She decided
not
to show him.
Not a couple of months ago.
Whatever, it's been a while.
Anyway, so I said, you know what? They're like, I'm going to show you Macavity. You know, the cat that has no cavities. And I made it like the whole
from
thing.
From the movie Cats. Taylor
from the
Swift
movie Cats.
Dressed up.
No, but then I went to YouTube and I said, let me just show him a little clip of Taylor Swift singing Macavity.
Scared the out of him. He wanted nothing to do with Rosalind from that point forward.
For life. I don't know. And she looks beautiful. And it's so the production value of the whole thing is stunning. I don't know what it happened to his mind that he's petrified.
He wants
of my cavity. And he's petrified,
and petrified of mommy.
And then he's afraid of me. He's afraid of me.
And all through Sabella, she's like, I just can't wait to have my boy. He's going to be a mommy's boy. And now he's
going to be. I'm not worried. Listen to me. I'm not worried about it. He's going to come back to mommy.
All right.
Mommy.
Listen, looking back to 2020, besides that being one of your biggest regrets, what other regrets
that,
do you have?
I think that's my biggest regret that I showed Dylan Katz, Taylor Swift. What other regrets do I have? I don't know, Eric, if we have, you know what, my regrets, they're usually every single year is like, oh my god, I want to spend more time with the family because we travel a lot because of what we do for a living. And this year has been all about staying home. So I don't know if I have any regrets other than meditating longer.
Meditating longer? Okay. I mean, I don't really have too many regrets other than, I don't know if I have too many regrets. I mean, I'm proud of the family time and the things that we got to do and work together on. I think it's just obviously been a battle for everybody, getting through the way that things are locked down. I'm over lockdowns. I'm over shutdowns. It's a very complicated issue, obviously, but I just want to get these kids back in school and I want them to have their lives back.
Eric is so eager to have the kids go back to school, even though Los Angeles has, like, what's happening to your city? You're born and raised here. The COVID is through the roof. ICU is, it's
okay. Most ridiculous thing that ever happened in California was opening up all the restaurants, but not opening up schools for children. That's the debate we have every time. No kid with a mask on in a circle at school where they're taking all the precautions possible is going to get COVID faster. Of course.
Okay, you're going to get COVID faster.
They're taking more precautions than a restaurant where people are sitting eating food. So that was the dumbest thing that ever happened in California, was opening up restaurants and not having school. That was a stupid decision. Okay. Schools should be open. These kids need to be back in school.
They need to be back in school.
Her and I bicker about this all the time.
All the time. They need to be back. I agree with you that it's very detrimental what has happened to the mental health of a lot of kids because of this lockdown and the pandemic and the drastic change of life. I agree with you. I agree with you 100%. And I want my kids to go back to school. It's
ASAP.
Very important. But,
no but.
But. Hay un problema. Y es una realidad. ¿Cómo te llamas? Eric Barrett Winter. El problema es that it's rampant. Right now, the virus is rampant in the city, and you have to be responsible. You have to be freaking responsible.
It's not irresponsible sending them back to school.
It's not about, Eric, it's not about, okay, kids don't get it. If they get it, they don't get it as bad.
They're wearing
adults.
A mask
okay,
all day long in school.
You know what you do as a family.
Do you go to the grocery store?
Not a lot.
At least once a week. You wear a mask.
But Eric, I'm a 47-year-old grown-ass woman. I know what I'm doing. Kids don't.
We could argue about this all day. Kids need back in school.
Anyways,
I'm
it's
sorry.
Not about the kids. It's about
it is about the kids. That's the point.
Whatever kid is carrying the virus and be and they have they're completely asymptomatic, and then the teachers
but the masks
and the adults
are on and shields. Nobody's walking around without a mask. Those are part of the restrictions. You have to have those things on.
Okay.
No one's carelessly walking around.
Tell that to a second grader and a first grader.
They want
and a third
grader. They will have their masks on. Yes, they will.
Okay, and they're not going to touch.
Our daughter will have the mask
all the time. They're not going to touch their
they're
face.
They're not allowed.
And go on. Okay.
They're not allowed.
Okay, maybe listen to me.
One of our biggest arguments all year, and I'm sure a lot of people feel like this.
Great
but this is one of our
way
biggest
to start
arguments.
2021. It's not, and I want to make this clear. It's not that I disagree with you that kids need to go back to school. It's just at this moment in time in the city, it's scary.
Life is scary.
Life
is
come
scary.
On, that's not
kids
what I mean. That's not what I mean.
School.
That's not what I mean.
All right, we're gonna fight. We're gonna fight about this for 45 minutes.
Fight. No. Anyways, yeah, hopefully we'll. I don't even know. Move on.
All right, I want to tell. This might be fun. So. Going through New Year's resolutions, obviously,
but
that's a big deal.
There's more.
There's nothing else
to
say.
Over here.
What are you doing?
Anyway, okay.
Just let me dictate the. God, so controlling.
Controlling.
Going back to New Year's resolutions, InStyle has 10 unexpected New Year's resolutions that will actually make your life better. We're gonna go through those 10. Maybe we'll skip over some. I'm curious what you think about them. Number one, commit to only doing exercise you actually like.
Commit to doing exercise you actually like. In 2021, well, yeah, the exercise.
No, can you are you stop videotaping yourself. This is a quick.
I don't know what you mean. I don't understand.
Are you okay
question.
With the resolution doing exercise you only like? So meaning I don't like doing cardio, so I'm not doing cardio. I'm only going to do weights. I will only do cardio if I'm running outside or if I'm on a walk. I'm not going to do the treadmill. Are you committed to doing things that only you like, or you're going to do whatever it takes to get in the best shape you can?
I need to do whatever it takes because I haven't worked out in months and
because of
this surgery, and I feel like terrible. I'm losing a lot of weight. I lost all my definition. No, I need to do what I have to do. So I'm gonna have to do cardio. I'm gonna have to once the doctor clears that I mean, lets me do it because.
Okay, so forget it. So you're not going to, and I'm probably, I'm going to do whatever I have to do to work out. So that doesn't really matter.
You're even thinking about.
Here's one that I know you will never do. Here's one I know you will never do.
What?
Hide yourself on the view when you're on a Zoom. So meaning when you're on Zoom, you cannot look at yourself while you're Zooming. You just have to trust however you look and have the Zoom
Hell
and look
no.
at people.
Hell to the no, no,
Why?
No.
Are you insecure about it?
No, I just want to see what I look like.
You want to check yourself out constantly while you're talking to people on Zoom?
Like 100%
of people.
No,
but that's the point. Not doing that.
Well,
that's your resolution. Stop
worrying
about how you
look.
Are you
going to do that? Are you going to do that? Mr. The most metrosexual fool of himself?
I got no problem.
No, actually, you're not full of yourself. You're absolutely right.
Look at the one who's in, if you watch the clip of this, she's in full hair and makeup. I have a baseball hat on and gym clothes.
Because I have a Zoom call, actually.
Exactly, that she can look at herself on.
I have a Zoom call with. After the podcast, and I want to look decent because I'm meeting some cast members
of my
new show.
So she's going to stay looking at herself on Zoom. All right, that's not going to change in the new
Listen,
year.
Listen, I tried to cover my grays, but it didn't work.
No,
Anyways, you
need to paint those things in better.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. Appreciate it.
Like a skunk across the front. You like the white line?
I do.
Is that too far?
Well,
thank you. It's like a white line.
The love.
Examine your relationship with alcohol. Well, you don't drink. Would you start drinking?
No.
Are you thinking about start drinking?
No.
No? Okay.
I'm fine.
Curate your social media feeds.
What is curate?
Like bring them all together. Stop doing so many things.
Curate your social media
Stop doing
media
Twitter,
feeds.
Facebook, Instagram. Have it all. Have like one.
I don't.
No? We've both been really low on social media lately. We haven't been doing as much.
We haven't been doing anything.
And you know, it kind of feels good.
It did.
It is really.
Taking a break
There's
was
so
fine.
Much pressure to constantly post social media. And I don't. Oh. I mean, I know it's a fun way to interact with people, but that's something I don't mind cutting back on more. Be more intentional about your cooking or sourcing or eating your eating of different types of foods. Be more intentional about it. What do you think?
Intentional by ordering a meal service.
We're doing that. We're trying.
Like we're doing that right now.
Well, we always try to be a bit intentional as far as like
we do everything. We
responsibly
cook.
Farmed or not farmed at all because farming is not great.
For sure,
organic, all that.
No, this house is like the most. You don't. I don't know. You don't think so, but we super clean eating. I'm so full of what?
No, I mean we are clean for the most part. But
no, we're super
all
clean.
Those giant. Okay.
Move on.
Not that clean. Okay, this is a good one for you, and you need this
tackle
drives me crazy. tackle your email inbox. First of all, I'm a person on my phone or anything. I hate seeing little red notification marks on anything. Like
I'm
I have
fine.
To clear everything. Mm-hmm. If you go to Rosalind's phone right now, I'm gonna do it while we're here. She's got a Netflix update, 67 emails that need to be read, and those, by the way, were probably in the hundreds because I got annoyed and just started making things red so they go away. 363 voicemails that haven't been checked. So if you're calling Rosalind and she doesn't get back to you, it's because she hasn't f***ing listened to the messages. One thing to update on the phone, two calendar things, two settings that you have to upgrade on your phone. Nothing happened. Oh, 58 applications that need to be updated.
Can you leave me alone?
58.
I don't care, Eric. It's not important to
Dude,
me.
Dude, update your phone.
It's fine. I don't have to.
Drives me
The phone every... works perfectly fine.
No, it doesn't. Here's the thing. It doesn't. And then I upgrade your phone because she's like, can you set up my new phone? And there's like 40 things I have to do just because nothing's in sync with the new phone.
Okay, and you do it. Thank you. Thank you, assistant. I appreciate
assistant.
It.
Assistant.
You're my assistant. Okay.
Every morning I get up, I update everything that comes up. I check
Because
everything.
You're a lunatic.
I don't like the red things.
Because
I don't
you're
like
the most OCD weirdo. It's okay.
That's something you have to really do.
Okay, thank you.
Now, this one's weird. I had to ask our producers about this. Implement the topless test. Meaning, I guess, you will only hang out with such a tight group of people, which in quarantine, obviously, I guess you have to have your bubble anyways. But you're keeping your circle so tight that you actually trust them enough to be topless around. What do you think?
I have.
You've been topless around our friends?
Around all my gay friends, yeah, Clark, Paul, Nino, Herman, like all my like close.
You know how many boobs gay guys get to see just because?
Oh my God, all my
Amazing.
Life. And I grew up as a dancer, so dancers just do that. You just get naked, you just change.
No,
you're
even
on the
when
move.
I was, when I was
you
in the modeling
do do.
World and we do runways, everybody's stripping down naked in front of you and you're changing.
Yeah, although, you know what happened to me? Like, I was with you. Like, I was in New York for, I don't know if it was some publicity stuff. And I have this. Person doing my this lady doing my hair and this hairdresser doing my No, a girl doing my makeup, and this guy, this hairdresser, that is, he does fairly well. He does a lot of big celebrities, and I was dying to use him, right? So my publicist gets him, and I'll never forget. I assumed wrong, right?
You thought he was gay?
Yeah, I thought he was gay.
And you're just stripping down naked?
And I was changing. I didn't feel like he was looking, but I was changing right in front of him, and and I did the entire thing, right?
Wow.
And we leave to go to the event, right? He doesn't go. The makeup girl goes. And I start talking, and I actually didn't love what he did. I wanted a bun, and I didn't love it. And I was kind of like, you know what? I'm a little bit deflated. I've been wanting to use this guy for so long.
He was too distracted by your tits.
No.
That's what happened.
No, he's married. He's yeah. married.
And you were flashing him the whole time. That's why he messed up your hair.
I don't know how it came across. She said to me, that, but he's, you know, he's married and he has kids. And I'm going, excuse me? And she's like, you didn't know that this one day when you were just like changing in front of him. I was like, oh, okay. She's very comfortable.
Oh, my God. That's why he fucked up your hair.
Oh, or screwed my up your hair. Sorry. God, that's Eric. Why. Oh, my God. So he probably thinks I'm crazy, but I didn't mean to at all. Anyways, yeah, that happened.
All right. So apparently you're comfortable just going topless around our
But friends. Are you comfortable going topless?
What's the difference? I mean, you're a guy. You're
but you don't be... have, like, breasts.
Yeah, I know. So
but can
you
change? Like, would you just be in the underwear full on with, like, in front of our friends? Female
in my
friends?
Underwear? I got no problem, Jane. I honestly have been
female
in
female friends?
I've been in my underwear in front of so many people in compromising positions through, like, modeling days. Like, really compromising?
Yeah, but that's a different thing from, like, I don't our even friends. Know.
If I had to change really quick in my underwear, I wouldn't care. Changing my underwear? No, but I mean, seriously,
risky.
I wouldn't care. No, I think it's worse for a woman to show her boobs in front of a bunch of friends.
Rearrange,
declutter, redecorate. Oh, she wants to do that all the time.
If it was up to me, I'll be changing this house constantly. Every 5 months. I'll change.
Drives
it.
Me crazy.
Right? It's good. It's good to keep the energy flowing. You know that bad energy
also costs a lot of money. You want to change things all the time.
Accumulates in like dark corners and like dark spaces and closets that are cluttered. Energy goes into those spaces.
The last
and
2 months.
Stays
okay,
there.
So the last two
so
months.
So you need to move it around.
We thought we were having a really crazy, energetically bad couple months. Some challenging things going on anyways. And Rosalind thought it was all energy in the house for 2 months. We moved, I don't know, 15 different photo, like pictures, you know, you hung up in the house, moved them, got rid of them, put them in storage, brought them back out,
so
moved
sad.
Mirrors.
Art that I love.
She thought
with
mirrors
all my
were
heart.
Facing that spirits look at mirrors,
no,
putting
and then,
glasses
and then,
of water behind beds.
No, that's a good
that
thing.
Everybody goes and
that's
like,
cleansed.
No, and
good.
Then all the kids are like, why is there water by my bed? And they start dumping
whatever.
It out, and then she freaks
well,
out.
You know
and puts
what?
More
what's
water.
Sad is that Sabella was like, Mom, that picture makes me uncomfortable. That face looking at me at night, I don't like it. So then Eric immediately is like, we need to move the picture. We need to get rid of it. So why? It's an amazing piece of art. I've had it for more than 20 years. It has sentimental value to me. Sabella is not comfortable with the way the face looks at her.
Did you put it in her hall in the hallway staring at her bedroom
and she
was
freaked out.
That's
how the whole thing started. And that went into...
No, that's not how it started because that thing was... No, that thing was by the door and you moved it to the hallway.
Exactly.
That's how it started because you moved it. Then she got freaked out. It didn't start because she got freaked out.
Anyway, whatever. So, yeah. A lot of things that we
She's been obsessed with energy in the house. Let's just put it that way.
We need to... And that's funny because I was doing a cleanse, guys. It's just really funny. So, I'm doing a cleanse. Like, I'm going through a lot of stuff, you know... not seeing the family and COVID and like all these changes and I knew that I had this surgery coming, so I started freaking out. So you know what? Like I was like, something is going on. We need to cleanse. So I get some sage, and I open. Eric is out, and I open all the doors, and I start like
smoking out the house.
Like not smoking the house. I'm cleaning the house. So I'm doing my ritual, like a little ritual, you know, type of thing, and con Palo Santo y that. Anyways. And I start doing it, and I get really, 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 really emotional, and I'm crying, and I'm still doing it, which is not good, you know, because when you're cleansing, you shouldn't cry. Tears blocks the flow of energy. You shouldn't do that. But I got super emotional, so I'm like emotional. And then Sabella happens to be in the playroom. She doesn't know what's happening, and then I guess she smelled something, or I don't know what it was. So by now I'm being really loud, and I am full in tears. And she comes out, and she's like, what are you doing? And by then, I don't know what got into me that I'm like opening the front doors and I open them like both of them completely wide. And I'm like, fuera! Alfreda! And I'm like doing this thing and she's dying. I mean, God bless her. And then I go, Sabella, please, please join me. Please come on, come with me. Alfreda! Alfreda! Oh my God. Now that I think of it, at that moment, I was completely into it. And now crazy. That I think about it, and the way she imitates me when she's like, Mommy did this one day. I wonder if I like, affect her.
And you wonder, why Dylan ran from her and now Sabella's also freaking out. It all makes perfect sense.
Whatever.
Oh my God. Listen, we gotta
I'm cleansing.
We gotta take a break. The last two, buy new clothes, start therapy. I mean, look, I'm gonna do it all. I need to buy some. I haven't worn clothes, like actual dress up clothes, in a year, and I need to go to therapy from all of this. So let's take a break. Okay, so we are back. I'm exhausted.
Why are you exhausted?
Afuera, all this.
I'm letting the spirits that don't belong here get out. I said, thank you for visiting. Now get the heck out.
I'm about to get out and go back to work. I can't wait to go back to work so I can just get out of this chaos.
Are you joking?
The Rookie is back. We are airing. We just premiered, which you don't watch the show.
Rosalind, my wife barely watched. He just said that he cannot wait to get out. I'm the one that is going to start traveling. Bye-bye.
My wife doesn't watch anything that I do, but she's about to go shoot something in Miami in Spanish, and you watch how she puts it on and makes me watch it in Spanish.
And you will love
because
it.
Because she did it. But if I do a show, which is the third season, we just premiered January 3rd.
I love The Rookie. I love the show.
She doesn't watch it.
I know the storylines because you tell me. I love the actors.
She's not watching it.
Don't say that.
She doesn't watch anything that I do, but if it's her, I'm watching it.
Wow.
All right, but I'm back. Anyways, check out The Rookie. She's going off to Miami in a couple weeks, so she's going to start working.
Yeah.
For like a few months, going
to
be gone.
3 months, and then I go to Puerto Rico, guys. I'm directing again. Gracias a Dios, gracias a Dios, gracias a Dios.
Yep, she's directing a movie that she wrote, which is incredible.
During COVID, I wrote it during COVID.
And then on top of that, she's going to be recovered from her surgery. So do you want to talk about your surgery you said a little bit? You wanted to share with people, which is actually a good, I think, story to share on a serious note because women going through this stuff.
Let's be serious now. No, but no,
Don't make it too long.
Anyway, so I told you guys about it. I have endometriosis. I don't know how to pronounce it in English. Anyways, it's a really, really intense disease. You know, there's no cure. I've been battling it since I first got my period, blah, 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 blah. Anyways, so after having two kids, people tell you, no, you know, once you have kids, it gets better. Not really. It doesn't get better. So I decided to do excision surgery, which is removing it from the root, like not laser it, grows back, no, remove it. So my doctor advised that if it's inside my uterus, even if they do excision surgery, most likely the symptoms were going to continue because it's in your uterus. I think that's called adenomyosis, something like that. Anyways, so after a lot of thinking, talking to many doctors, including my doctor, and I decided to do a hysterectomy. So I removed my uterus, my cervix, my fallopian tubes, my appendix, and they excised all my endometriosis, which was where Eric, like behind my colon and different pockets all over my pelvic area. Anyways, it was 4 hours. The surgery was 4 hours. It was pretty intense, but I do have to say that I feel great. The recovery was much better than anticipated. The jury is out in terms of how am I going to feel symptoms-wise. You know, like if I'm going to live without pelvic pain.
If we're having a lot of sex, the symptoms are gone. If we're not, symptoms are still there. Let you all know.
So you can, you know what, you can update everybody about that one. Because God bless Eric, for 15 years he's been dealing with me like my pelvic hurts, I have pelvic pain, I'm uncomfortable because I live my life uncomfortable down there. So hopefully I won't be uncomfortable anymore.
I've met so many people now after knowing you and coming across this, who suffer from endometriosis. It's more common than you think.
And nobody talks about it.
And very painful, and everybody goes through a very similar experience, and it sucks.
So it's gone. It's out. You know, I have my two kids, thank God. And that, which, by the way, you know, my endo caused a lot of fertility problems That's another story. So I hope I made the right decision. You know what?
You made the right decision.
I hope to God. I've had a couple of freakouts that I just wake up at night going, oh my God, oh my God, like my uterus. Because you know, it's very intimate, Eric. You know, it's almost like when you remove your breasts, you know, because of cancer. You know, and what?
For me, I would never, like when you remove your balls. I don't know. I would never
something
know.
Like that. Si te cortan la bola.
No, for me it'd be like getting snipped. But that feels so much.
Si te cortan
las
bolas.
No, I'm not cutting my balls off. But I get snipped. I would get snipped in a heartbeat. Like I'm not gonna have kids anymore.
A vasectomy?
I got no problem. Yeah. Vasectomy? No problem.
Then do it. Well, you don't have to do it.
I don't have to do it now. I can't get you pregnant. But I'd have no problem.
So you know what's the only thing that like I hope to God it was a lot of thinking, a lot of praying, and I let's say I made the right choice. My stomach, guys, I was always very proud of my tummy. And this is purely cosmetic and aesthetic and superficial and unnecessary.
Totally.
But listen to me. Listen to me. I was always very proud of my tummy, Eric. And I work on my tummy a lot. And my tummy just went, it was like a battlefield.
She has four.
Five.
Okay.
I have five incisions.
Incisions that are probably the size of a quarter inch. At the
are
most,
you joking?
Maybe a half inch,
no,
one of them?
More than that. One of them is very big.
No, no way. Not even an... I have... None of them are an inch.
No, but what you have is absurd. You have a massive scar.
I have a massive scar.
No, no, no.
She's got a bunch of little ones that, by the way, just happened a month ago.
It
They're going to
like
be
I
gone.
It looks like I did lipo. Like people, like if lipo. I'm on a big... Lipo, sorry. Lipo.
Not lipo.
If I, lipo. Yeah, liposuction. Lipo.
Okay.
So it, like, I swear to you, like it looks like if I ever use a bikini again, which I don't know if I will because of my stomach
She'll
is full of scars.
Fine.
Everybody thinks that I got lipo.
Oh my God.
Anyway, so that's
suffering
the only
for 15
part.
Years or tiny little scars. They're going to go away.
I hope.
They're such not a big deal.
I know, but from having nothing to having five scars, it's pretty intense. But anyways, it doesn't matter. That's what happened with my journey. And I'm doing good. It's been 5 weeks. That's my story.
She's making it. So that was, you know, that was one of the other events we've gone through. Now, after that, I do have one. This is just circling back because she's, I don't want to get into a COVID debate or a COVID argument because
Why?
Because, you know, you and I get, I'm very, very careful when it comes to COVID. I respect that it's out there, that it's happening. We just, her and I, she's way on one side and I'm somewhere not that far on the fear factor. She's just scared of everything. Will you get the vaccine? Why you laugh? Are you gonna get the vaccine?
Because
you're scared to death from COVID.
But I'm
like
I'm scared to death about the vaccine as well. So it's like
do?
I have a big issue here.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
Are you going to get the vaccine?
Oh, I'm not getting the vaccine right now.
You're not?
No.
Why?
I'll wait. It just came out. I want to see how many people, I want to see what happens to people.
What if your job, what if the studio makes you?
I don't think they can make you do that. I don't think they can.
Oh, they can.
No.
Why not?
Because they can't make you do any other vaccine. You're not forced to do the flu vaccine.
Well, this is COVID we're talking about.
Yeah, I just told you I'm not going to do it.
You're not going to do it?
But yeah, I'm not the one that's as scared as you as far as like, you live in fear almost every day.
I don't say that. I don't live in fear. I live in love.
Love? Of what? Of watching the news and getting scared?
Oh, my God.
Like, I tell her all
I
the time.
I live in love.
I tell her all the time. Watching the news will change nothing about the way I do things. I do everything carefully, and I'm not going to... I can't do anything more than I'm already doing.
Yeah, you get educated.
But
that's what happens.
Get educated what? On more fear?
No, you get educated about what's going on, Eric. You decide if you're going to be fearful, but doesn't mean that you want to be uneducated.
It's the same negative, like it's awful information every day. Why do you want to feed yourself that information every day?
Because you
and then you're not going to get the vaccine anyways. What the f-
You're not getting
no
the vaccine.
There's no logic to that, but I'm not the one living in the fear.
I don't know. Why did COVID happen?
No,
it changed everything.
This is boring. So yeah, let's take another break and we'll come right back to wrap it up. This has been a good release.
Oh. And we are back. Welcome back. Thank you for listening. I hope you are... Are they learning anything from us?
They're not learning anything from us other than a lot of bickering. I mean, they might learn about endometriosis. We don't agree on much, but that's
that is so sad. They're not learning anything from us. That's so sad. No, they learn. They learn how to not do things. No, listen. We went to Ojai. Sabella turned 9 years old. And we went to one of my favorite places in the world where I'm going to own.
In the world? You put Ojai in the world?
In the world.
I mean, that was an exaggeration. But in the world?
Well, in the States.
In the States, even?
Yeah, in the States.
In California.
Yeah, I love it. So...
In the United States of America.
Ojai
is one of your favorite, like top five in the United States. You pick Ojai?
I have this fascination that I wanna
I mean, it's a feel-good escape.
I wanna have a ranch at Ojai, and I wanna own two horses. I mean, one, Domingo, that's his name. And I wanna rescue dogs and have a little...
She's wanted to own a horse since I met her.
Since I was a little girl.
She got the biggest eye-opening... experience.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did. Your bubble got popped. It's been popped since I told you.
You're a dream popper. That's a problem. You know, he just accepted it. You know, talk about
it. I didn't pop my bubble. The cowboy that worked on this ranch barn is what he did.
I don't allow anybody to pop my bubbles, so don't worry about it. He said what he had to say, and that was his opinion.
They get popped, and you just blow them up bigger, and you don't know how to explain. You just refuse to let the pop and start something, and you just blow it back up. I don't learn. You tell me no. I don't believe you.
God, you're stupid.
Doesn't learn anything.
Anyway,
we stayed at this ranch, and down below they have this giant, like an actual set of stables where they house all these championship. What were they? They were Arabians, and they had to be Arabian or Arabian mix, like Arabian corridors. And so Sabella did riding lessons, proper riding lessons, at this place with this cowboy, and Rosalind's whole life is like, her dream is like, I want to have a horse. For me, Domingo, this white horse. And then she's never, by the way, she's ridden a horse maybe since I've known her four times.
Doesn't matter.
Never had a horse in Puerto Rico. Doesn't even go seek out horses to ride in Puerto Rico. Occasionally we'll go do it. But she's dying to have a horse that I can basically take care of. And then she can ride at some point.
Eric, once a month. Before I met you, I wanted to have a horse called Domingo.
But you don't even know why.
You met me, and we talked about this already. But I had a statue of a dog named Domingo.
That doesn't mean you want
to. So with or without you, my dream was always the same.
But it's not that easy just to own a horse. Like So Sabella gets this lesson, and she's like, I want to get Sabella a horse. And the guy's like, oh, I could find you a great like 13-year-old. And he's like, you're 13. I want her to have a baby that she can grow old with and like grow up with this horse. And he's like, that's the biggest.
But of course, duh.
No, he's like, that's the biggest dream that everybody has, but it's an illusion.
His opinion.
No, he's a cowboy. It's what he does for a living.
Good for you, cowboy. It's your opinion.
You have to get the horse trained enough for a young little girl to even connect and bond and have it know what to do. Otherwise, it could be very dangerous for a kid just to have a young horse that doesn't have all its sort of programming or training done right that's going to work well with a young kid.
Anyways, whatever. So and what?
Didn't believe anything he said.
It's not that I don't believe it. It's just that I don't have to live by it.
What are you going to live by then? You're just going to buy it. You can't just like buy a horse and stick it in the backyard and hope everything goes well. Like
but
you have to. Eric, it's a massive animal to take care of on a regular basis.
Guys, you see the dream pauper in action? Do you see what I deal with? What if I've had a dream to have a horse my whole life?
When the horse would go there, she was scared to touch it.
I wasn't scared to touch the horse.
Eric, you touch it first. Make sure it's not going to bite
me. But it's not my freaking horse.
But. When I have my horse,
no, Eric, guys, is there anything wrong with having a dream since you're a little girl because you watch a movie with a white horse and then you decide to name him and your entire life in my vision board since 1970, whatever, 1979, my vision board was Domingo. Okay, so now I'm a grown ass woman. And my vision board is still not being accomplished. And what about if I'm at some point in my life, I have the financial means, that's the correct way to say it, to have a beautiful ranch like I wanted with acres and have a little stable and have somebody take care of my horse every single day and lives in the property. And I have my Domingo and I rescue dogs. What is so wrong?
Are you
going to
live on this ranch, or you're visiting this ranch?
I'm going to visit as much as I can.
So you're going to ride this horse once a month.
But what if I?
And a horse cost, the guy was telling me, in Ojai, about $1,000 a month just to maintain.
If you can pay for it, you pay for it.
Yeah, but you're never going to be there.
Eric, of course I'm going to be there. What if I want to retire and I'm going to have plenty? What if I'm 57, 60 years old and I decide?
Well, that's different.
I'm fine. I'm comfortable financially, and I want to live in Ojai half of the year.
He did say that's where the market's going. Is basically older women who want to learn how to ride horses.
There you go.
And she was
That'd
like,
be
perfect.
Me.
That's gonna be me.
That'd
when
be
I'm
me.
60 years old.
And I ain't gonna get a 17-year-old freaking old ass horse.
Please, I hope you
I'll get a five-year-old.
I pray to God that I get to videotape you riding a 5-year-old horse for the first time. I pray I get to witness this experience so that when you are screaming as this horse is running and you're on its back, you're like, Eric,
Catherine Zeta-Jones and Zorro.
Oh,
hair flowing. looking fantastic. It'll be perfectly fine.
I'm not making this up. Like, this is not a joke. She thinks that's how it's going to go.
But 100%,
you're
going to
get bucked off that horse in 2 seconds, and you're going to be on your ass.
I won't. Then I get back up.
Because you can't bring me down. Bullshit.
Because you can't bring me down.
No, there's no way.
Guys, I hope he said the continues for maybe 15 years.
Oh, so we can report back on
materialize.
This?
So you guys can see, what? How you say it? You can see this whole thing materialize?
Yeah.
That's what you say?
Yeah.
Oye, mi inglés está más lindo.
I'm going to put her on a 5-year-old horse in the next year, and you guys are going to hear about this.
I'm going to record the whole thing, and I'm going to post it for sure. I'm going to be like, there you go. What's the name of the guy at Ojai? The cowboy that.
Michael.
I'm going to say, F you, Michael.
Wow, that's nice. Michael, I hope you don't listen to the podcast.
Actually, no.
We can't wait to see Michael again.
2021, all about love. Love. I love you. Oye, me lo siento, perdóname, te amo, gracias. Lo siento, perdóname, te amo, gracias, Michael.
What are you saying?
Oponopono!
Oh, no, that's another whole of the segment. Jesus. That's
okay,
another thing that she's trying to learn about.
Oponopono,
or whatever you say. Oponopono. What is it?
Oponopono.
A Hawaiian?
Oponopono.
Oh, God. We can talk about that next time.
I'm sorry. Forgive me. I love you. Thank you.
I'm grateful is the last one.
No, they don't say anything about grateful.
You say, I'm sorry. I love you. I'm sorry. Forgive me. I love you. I'm grateful.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm grateful.
Gracias.
Thank you is the same thing.
No, estoy agradecida. No, mismo que gracias.
Okay.
Anyways.
It's been fun.
I love you
good
guys.
First episode
he said,
back.
Ella Dijo, follow us on Instagram at He Said, Ella Dijo Podcast. Or you can email us some questions or comments at ericandross@iheartradio.com. Besitos. Bye. I love you.
Love you.
Subscribe to He Said, Ella Dijo on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere you get your podcasts.